Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company, a proud, longtime supporter of Living on Earth. Since 1993, we've given 10% of our profits to efforts that help protect and restore the Earth. Everything from supporting organic farmers to spearheading organizations like Climate Counts, where you can learn how committed your favorite companies are to the fight against climate change. Learn more about our Profits for the Planet program at stonyfield.com.
In the 1967 film classic, The Graduate, a young Dustin Hoffman gets a piece of advice about his future.
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir, yeah.
Plastics.
Exactly. How do you mean?
There's a great future in plastics. Think about it.
We didn't just think about plastic. Since then, we've turned the polymers into every part of modern life. Look around you. Today, the average American goes through 220 pounds of the stuff in a year. But Beth Terry isn't your average American. She said, enough is enough. Her new book is Plastic Free, How I Kicked the Plastic Habit and How You Can Too.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Beth, I want you to fess up. 5 years ago, you were a plastic addict.
I was addicted to the convenience that plastic offers. I was used to taking double plastic bags at the grocery store, and I would drink bottled water every time I went to the gym and throw the bottle away because there wasn't a recycling bin handy. And I pretty much didn't worry about how things were packaged. And now I don't use any, but it took a while to develop the habit.
Well, why did you decide to kick the habit?
Well, 5 years ago, almost to the day, I stumbled across an article about the plastic pollution problem in the ocean. And what completely blew my mind and broke my heart was a photo I saw of a dead albatross chick on Midway Island, thousands of miles from civilization, halfway between the United States and Japan. And it was just the carcass. It was full of plastic pieces, like the plastic that I used on an everyday basis. Things like bottle caps, things that didn't come from the middle of the Pacific Ocean. They came from us. I just had to change.
So I was looking at your first week's collection of plastic. You used 20 ounces of plastic that first week. 20 ounces. That's about a pound and a quarter. So far this year, about 6 months, you've used less than half a pound.
My plastic waste for last year, for 2011, fits into one regular size plastic grocery bag, and it comes to about 2 pounds. And what's in there are things that I either can't avoid or stumble upon accidentally, like, for example, prescription bottles, which can't be refilled in the state of California, but they can only be recycled. And there are things like plastic packing tape, because when I sometimes order something from a company, I will request no plastic packaging, but there's still sometimes tape on the box. But I find every year it's a learning process, and I find more and more ways to reduce plastic and more ways to get other companies to stop using so much plastic.
But plastic is so darn convenient and useful. I mean, it's silly putty, but it's also the stuff that the vaccines come in to for saving lives.
Yeah. You know, there are great things about plastic, and there are also truly problematic things about plastic. And so whereas a plastic IV bag or a plastic blood bag, for example, might save a life in a short term, which is so important, a lot of those contain phthalates, which are endocrine disrupting chemicals, which can leach into the IV, into the blood, and into the person. It's a mixed bag. I'm talking to